for country music, and I hope the knuckleheads up there in Nashville appreciate this. What you did was you brought millions of listeners to the country music genre who otherwise never would have tried it.
Well, I think when John Travolta came down and did the film, you know, all it was a Country Night Fever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he came off of Saturday Night Fever, that disco stuff, and then he did come down and did that thing at the Gillies. The urban cowboy craze went bananas.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe when the Paramount truck started driving into the parking lot. I'm thinking, they're really going to do this film. And I'll never forget Jim Bridges telling Sherwood, he says, when we do this film, this club will never be the same. Boy, was he ever correct. I mean, it turned things upside down. Unbelievable. I could not get over it.
Last year, I was up on vacation. I was vacationing up in the Cleveland, Ohio area, and I was watching the movie. I was watching Urban Cowboy while I was up there on the cable system. And I just get the biggest kick out of the you're hearing the soundtrack in your voice doing a shout-out to Joe Ladd.
Oh, I'm telling you.
And I was at
we had some great times, and I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Oh, Mickey, we love you, man.
The Houston area, when they listen to country legends there on your station, that they'll appreciate the music that we provided for them down through the years. And if I'm close anywhere when I play the Houston area, I'd like to invite them to come out and see me and Johnny Lee.
Absolutely.
I don't know how many more years I got left, but it's been one heck of a ride.
Well, you know, you're still in our prayers, buddy, because you through all of the fame, all of the fortune, all of the gazillion things you did, the theater up there in Branson all those years and everything, you were still our neighbor, and we appreciate that.
I've lived in Pasadena all this time. You know, I've been there. I've been in the Houston area since 1957. So.
That would be since Moby Dick was a minnow.
Minnie Pearl was still a brownie.
I always have so much fun with you, Mickey. You are just the best, my man, and looking forward to the 14th at Stampede Houston.
If you get a chance, be sure and holler at me when you come to Stampede.
I'll see you at Dadgummit. Just keep on keeping on, buddy. We love you.
Me and John will be there. I'm looking forward to having a drink with you.
Excellent. Excellent. Right. You're on.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. Darling, stand by me. Won't you stand by me? If you're in need, won't you stand by me? And if the sky you look upon should ever crumble and fall, and the mountains should fall to the sea, do I won't be afraid? No. Just as long as you stand by me. Darling, stand by me. Won't you stand by me? If you're in need, won't you stand by me? Darling, stand won't you stand?